Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. A special guest in studio. End of the show, end of the hour that Bill has set up for us today.
Oh, you set this up.
Yeah, this is Bill's thing. Yeah. The spillover.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
I didn't set this up. Bill set it up.
I approved it through Jake.
Yeah, I talked to him.
I didn't go rogue. All of a sudden, show up with a bunch of people. Hey, just come on the show anytime you want.
Hey, they're early though. They're here early. I appreciate that.
I did give him that one. I said, we need to make sure we're here early, and then Jake has we have some information so that Jake is ready to go. Jake had information, but Jake's
we all have the information now.
But Jake's so prepared. That's what we want to get done.
Yes.
So we will hit on that during this
spillover.
The spill.
Yes.
The spill.
So just stay tuned for that.
I was reading CBS Sports yesterday. And by the way, it is a very, very slow time of the year right now. There's not a lot happening. We make things happen, though.
Very odd pool play going on for the Big Ten baseball tournament.
Which is bizarre. Nebraska might be out by today and still play Friday.
Let's go back to this. Is every team that's in the pool in the same situation? So the four pools, whoever loses...
Catered to the top four teams in the conference.
Okay.
That's what it is at this point.
They're rewarded.
No one for sure. Everyone will play at least two games.
Yeah, that means.
And no one will play more than four games. Four games max for any team.
But my question is so there's no one in the same boat then. So is there any of the other three pods? If someone loses the first game, are they also done?
Well,
that's my belief, is that they would play a second game without it meaning anything.
That could happen.
That is the understanding I have.
So that means give me four teams playing games
that have nothing to play for.
I think so. I hope we're
they won't all wait till Friday like Nebraska has to wait. But
I'm hesitating because I'm not sure.
But I think about Michigan State. I don't know if they would play Oregon when they play that game. If that's tomorrow, if it's Thursday, but we know Nebraska plays Oregon Friday for sure.
So when you know I'd imagine, am I correct here? You know you're not playing till Friday. So
Nebraska.
So they're playing tonight. They're just driving down today, playing and driving back.
Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then now Friday, you better have rooms ready. Because there's a chance
play Saturday.
Because if you win
if they win tonight and beat Oregon.
And beat Oregon. You got to be ready to go.
Right.
So you got to have rooms. I wonder if that's been handled yet. Dennis LeBlanc, chime in if you could, please. And Keith Mann, let us know if there are rooms, if they have that settled, because that's something they might want to think about.
Have it, yeah. They have a director of baseball operations.
He probably is on top of this ahead of us. Hold it. What?
There's an idea.
There's an idea.
Yeah, it's you know, it's an odd configuration, but it's, I guess it's not that odd because I, Little League coaches said they do it, right?
Yeah, but they said it sucks. They said that format does not go over well in Little League.
No.
So I don't, if it doesn't work well at that level, why would you bring it up to the big level here if it's not working for anybody?
It sounds to me like it's what is the one golf tournament that's played, isn't it, in Denver?
Yeah, the Stableford. That's the international.
Yeah, and no one knows what's going on. No one has any idea. They just
watch it.
No, it's like a birdie's worth 2 points, yeah. The eagle's worth, I don't know, four, a par's worth zero or one, bogey's negative one.
Yeah. The one thing I'd like to hear right now, and this probably can't happen, a text or a caller even, defend the format. I'd like to hear somebody say, I'd be open to it. I'm not even, you know what, I'm not as adamant against it as you guys are, but I'd like to hear somebody say, this is why it makes sense.
Someone has to make me unadamant. I'm adamant, but someone could change my mind with, no.
Yeah, I'd just like to hear the defense.
Hey, yeah.
Because I bet there's a defense. I bet there is one.
I've yet to hear it. I've yet to see anybody.
Is anybody weighing in?
Genghis, is this a horrendous tournament format?
I wasn't asking for that.
He got horrendous. He said horrendous on there.
We need someone to fight back. We need someone to push back.
I need Johnny Cochran. Yeah.
I mean, Troy says, again, the top four seeds only have to go 1-1 in the pool to win the pool because they own the tiebreaker. It's favoring heavily the top four seeds.
Okay.
Which, if you want to do that, it's fine. It's just, it's a weird way to do it to make Nebraska have to wait 3 days to play their second
game.
Why
isn't there just buys? Wasn't there just...
That's a great question.
That makes no sense.
You would think that would be the way to do this. Buys.
Yes. Mm.
Again, there's got to be a tournament director that could answer all these questions.
So let's just say that you're a Little League, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're just trying to... You got a bunch of nine-year-olds. You just, in the end, it's like, let's just play some ball. So the next game, it's like, let's just play. It still matters. This doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So that's a part of it. It's the season's over. But I could see like a Little League team being like, well, we're going to get another game in. Yeah. Let's just get better. You know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
This, I don't see it.
I think you mentioned it, but last year Nebraska played six games on the en route to winning the Big Ten tournament. Mike says, the ACC and SEC have used this model before. It keeps you from playing a ton of games before the big show, the actual regionals, the super regionals. That's the defense there, it's still
there's some defense.
It wouldn't win me the trial, but if I was sitting there, if we were all there in the jury, I'd probably give you one of those, like, I'd give you that exact look.
I just
wouldn't
think
change
all,
me though.
Right. It always makes sense to hear the other side. Yes. And I would like to hear a tournament director explain that.
Apparently the ACC does not use it anymore. They used to. It was not popular and they got rid of it. So the Big Ten decided, hey, we'll bring it on ourselves.
It got laughed off the table. That's what happened. So if you're doing a sports talk show in South Carolina, it just got laughed off the table.
Perhaps.
In North Carolina.
Perhaps it got laughed off the table.
We're not doing
that. We'll take it here in Omaha, though.
It sounds like the only defense is less games.
Fewer games, yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Four games max.
And I guess the other defense that I've heard so far, what I've heard, and I'm sure we haven't heard it all, is it does favor the teams that played well in the regular season. And that makes sense to me.
So that's our stat. And Nebraska, though, will play tonight, 6 o'clock.
Tough game.
8-seed Nebraska, 12-seed Michigan State. They've got a great pitcher with a 2.31 ERA, one of the best pitchers in the country. 8-3 record.
That's trouble.
Smart by them. Got to get the win. Got to go after this one. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. 6 p.m. Any thought of going?
I'm not going.
Schwab Field up to Omaha.
We point out
to be about 55 degrees and windy at first pitch tonight.
My schedule is such that I probably could. I probably won't.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, there's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak. early break for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/early break. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/FMH or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/FMH.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We'll see.
Okay.
Watch it on TV. Watch it on the. It'll be on the Big Ten Network. You guys can watch it on the Big Ten Network.
We were going through FanDuel numbers the other day and in Circus Sports, different yes. win totals okay. for teams. The Big 12 is pretty much one big glob right now. There's no elite team. There's no really bad team. Per the numbers, this is from Tom Fornelli wrote yesterday, that there's no one that has more than 8.5 wins projected for their over-under, but nobody's below 5.5 yeah. wins, which he asked that? The question, if could that lead to potentially multiple bids for the Big 12 this year? One bid last year, Arizona State, of course, we all know, picked last in the conference. Mm-hmm. They win the conference.
Very interesting.
They were close to beating Texas in the second round of the playoffs. Fourth down touchdown hurts them. Texas wins the game. Is there a conversation where the Big 12 could get more than one bid this year playoff?
How about if the Big Ten were only to get three? That's one thing he raises.
Oh, that can happen. The SEC yeah. only got three.
Right. It could definitely happen.
It could definitely happen.
That could help the big thing
is,
the way.
This is also where sports talk bothers me. It's like, well, he's got to see it play out. Yeah, no kidding. I get that part. But the most intriguing thing is that when you have that many teams and there's no one, like you go to the ACC, you have a Clemson, it's what, 9.5 or 10? You have a Miami, what's Miami at, 9?
I mean, over under?
Yeah, over under. I think Clemson's 9.5, which I think is a little low. I thought, but to have every team eight and a half.
Everybody's so, 8.5.
Or 5.5. Yeah, between 8.5 and 5.5.
The whole conference.
Yeah. Last year, I think Arizona State was 4.5.
They're picked last in the league.
Preseason, 4.5.
So, but it is, so think about this one. So who is the most horrible team in the Big 12?
I don't know.
They don't have one. There isn't one. There's no team you just go, man, they are awful. This last year, Arizona was very close to that. Arizona. But the year before, they won 10 or 11. And they returned their quarterback again. So not awful. And then again, well, who's the best one?
Well, I could make an argument for several teams.
You can make an argument for several teams.
Iowa State? Arizona State?
You don't even know what they look like.
K-State?
I mean, K-State's going to be in the returning quarterback. They got Arizona State, I think, is going to be, again, very good because of the quarterback returning.
And Jordan Bryson returns. No Scadaboo, though.
Scadaboo's got a big loss. Massive loss.
The chance of Utah rebounding, they took the quarterback from New Mexico.
Dampier.
Really, yeah, really good. Chance of them. How's BYU look?
Good.
Yeah,
Jake Retzlaff.
Yeah. And so, I mean, there's the Big 12, again, is going to be the most intriguing conference to watch. It will be the most intriguing top to bottom. Because you don't say that about the Big Ten.
You're not top to bottom.
You're not going like, oh man, there's no bad teams. Yeah, there is.
Purdue's pretty bad.
Yeah, there's some bad teams in there, and there's some great teams in there, and there's several teams over. Like, what's the Big Ten have over 8.5? by four teams?
I think it was four.
Like Ohio State,
Oregon, Penn State. Yeah. I think Michigan's 8.5.
Are they?
So Michigan's 8.5.
Michigan's 8.5. So anyway, it makes it very intriguing. But they're, like I said, they could easily be I think they're going to be 1 or 3. I'm saying the Big 12 is either going to have one team in.
Or three.
Or three teams in, not two.
Three?
Going three.
Got three.
Yeah, three. Going three.
We'll just have to one see how other. It plays out.
See how it plays out. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, this article was a little reachy, but it's May. There's not much going on.
It's May 20th, yeah.
He points out the things that would have to happen, and one of them, again, is the Big 10, I guess, or the SEC only getting three.
Three might be a little bold by me, a little aggressive on that, but sticking with it. I made the call. I've also got UC Irvine winning the baseball tournament, the World College World Series.
Oh, okay. Irvine?
Didn't I say that out loud earlier?
Yeah, Irvine!
I didn't hear you say that. Yeah, UC Cal Irvine.
Cal Irvine win it all.
Okay.
Yes.
To win the college baseball championship.
World Series, yes.
What are they ranked right now? I haven't even.
I don't know. They're obviously way off the pace.
Are they going to be in the tournament?
We don't know that. Well, they'll be in the tournament. They'll be in the field of 64. They will make that. So that much, I know that much. But I'm talking about that. I got them winning the World Series.
They're ranked 20th right now.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my team. Yeah,
they're ranked.
The Anteaters.
I'm surprised you go with LSU is ranked number one right now, Bill.
By the way, I don't know if they're the Anteaters still. Are they the Anteaters?
Yeah, that's what they were.
They haven't changed. So, yes, they're the Anteaters still then. UC Irvine.
That's not inappropriate to anybody.
How is it inappropriate?
Anteater? I don't know.
It's an animal.
It's just an animal that eats ants. That's not. There it is.
Tom Fornelli.
COVID-19.
Tom Fornelli.
Oh, we finally got it.
We both got it, yeah.
Right. The whole place is infested now.
Elderly.
Yeah.
That's a great, but like I said, that's interesting. 8.5 is your highest team.
Mm-hmm.
How many teams are at 8.5? Did it say how many
I don't,
teams?
Ooh, I think it's four.
Four teams
three,
are
four,
at
8.5? Three or four. I think K-State's 8.5. Arizona State, Iowa State, 8.5. I'm
is
not
there
sure
any
the
team there that's not slightly intriguing to a college football fan? There really is. Maybe in Arizona is not as intriguing, but Colorado's intriguing. BYU's intriguing. Utah's, Baylor. Iowa State. They're every one of them's like going, and someone's going to come out of there somewhere. It could be a Baylor, but all of a sudden, it's
Baylor's okay. Yeah. Here's the teams. Let's just get to something.
Let's do it, Steve.
Let's get to something.
You got the overrunners here.
Concrete. Yeah. No, he lists the Big 12 teams that should be eyeing a berth. Arizona State is one. Okay? You know why? Yeah. Because they have Leavitt and they have this guy named Jordan Tyson who didn't play against Texas.
Didn't play. Receiver.
Receiver, very good. He does list Baylor as one of the teams that one of the five most likely.
Because BYU's got to be in there, isn't it?
Baylor has a Sawyer Robertson.
Yes.
He's the quarterback. They have a ton of returning production, as does Arizona State. There's also the chance for Baylor to beat Auburn. They play Auburn. Iowa State is one of his teams. That's Rocco Becht is the quarterback.
Yes.
Obviously, they have
a sweet name.
Rocco.
Rocco.
Sounds like a dog. Kansas State is one of the teams that he has. Avery Johnson, quarterback, obviously. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a great year last year, but have a ton back. Texas Tech, the ultimate wild card team. Highly ranked transfer class. Is that it? Yeah, those are it. Texas Tech.
You don't mention Baylor or Utah. That's interesting.
He did mention Baylor.
BYU, I meant.
BYU. He did not mention BYU.
That's odd.
That's odd because BYU is pretty good again.
Arizona State, Baylor, Iowa State, Kansas State and Texas Tech.
Five teams.
Are the teams he says are most likely.
And we immediately throw out a couple more that you definitely should look at. That's pretty intriguing. It'd be fun to watch.
Oh, the Big 12? Yeah. I wish we were in it. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
You miss it.
Oh, God, do I miss it. It was a better cultural fit for Nebraska. 100%. 100%. The Big 10's kind of the Harvey Pearlman conference.
And what was said at the Lincoln Country Club?
By Harvey?
Yes.
To you.
Oh, simple. A little out of context.
One of the things that makes me laugh every time. The Harvey Pearlman.
Simple.
Yeah, but also if you're not in the Big 12, no.
I know.
I mean, not in the Big Ten.
No, I give Harvey credit. I ultimately give Harvey credit.
You are in one of two conferences that has life going very well.
And you better add Tom Osborne to that credit. I mean, probably more Osborne than Harvey.
I wonder if Kazer asked him at all about when he helped join the Big Ten. And he was changing
that
his
came
tire.
Into discussion at all.
Tell me how that went, Tom.
Jay, please text in. Let us know what conversation.
Did you ultimately link up with Kazer yesterday?
I did. Yes.
And is he coming in?
What's that? He's pushing back on it. What? He's just like to keep it like this. Just think about that. He just happened to see a guy there on the side of the road. And
come on, Kazer.
Went over there.
No, I get it.
We want to see
like,
him in the studio.
It's like donating. You don't tell people you do it. When you do
something.
A good deed.
A good deed. It's not like you have to. Hashtag so blessed. Hashtag humble life. Just do something nice. You don't have to post it. It's okay.
When we come back, we'll take a quick look at the Eastern and Western Conference Finals in the NBA next. An early break on the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.